Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. December 16, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear son Willie, from a letter received from you to May Lacey White, you have not, I think, understood me in reference to your working with me, but we will talk in regard to this when we see you the first of the week. Yesterday, I had another ill turn when I had a struggle for life. It lasted me through the day, and Sarah said, "You cannot go to Sydney tomorrow, Friday." I said, "I shall go, Sarah, by faith," and every preparation was made in the morning for me to go. We rode to Morisset, and we had a second-class compartment, just as comfortable as the first class, and I lay down and rested all the way. They were all glad to see us. Appointments were out, and every preparation made for me to act my part, which I hope to do in the strength of the Lord. Now, you write in reference to Brother Herbert Lacey coming into the school next term. He knows well what I have written to him. The school is not the place for him next year. Let him learn and obtain an experience. He has not a fitness to deal with young men and women. He made it very hard for the teachers to counterwork his influence, and Lillian declared she would not teach the children. They are neither of them in a situation to teach. They had better go in the field with Brother Robinson and his wife and let them be tested. If they were my own children, I could not advise their connecting with the school. Their religious knowledge of the word is superficial. Their managing with the students made it very hard to counterwork their influence. We have been over the ground, and it is not wise in you to give encouragement in this line until you understand the minds of those who are to associate with them. I know, from the light God has given me, he is not fitted, as he should be, in influence and spirituality, to teach such a school. He cannot see this, but you should not have unguardedly. I understand what I am talking about. Let them have an experience in the field with a man like Elder Robinson, and he may become converted. I will read you that which I have written to him when I see you. My labor and burdens were made tenfold harder by the view he takes of matters, because they are misleading. We hope to see you first of the week, will remain till you come. Your family as well. Mother.